Fake Stout, El Rico Fowler. I say, if aliens are looking from this scrum in a dog or anywhere else, I say, please, let them see how our youth mistreat our elderly and how our elderly are afraid of our youth, although they were once youth. Let them see how our most just commit the most egregious injustices in the name of justice. Let them see how a loving mother can ingest drugs so that her unborn can be born a drug addict like she. Let them hear that the cries of a baby-born addict has the same cry as one who is dying from starvation because there is no food and little water because of a drought on one hand, and on the other, the wealthy nations won't provide aid because they disagree with the starving nation's leadership. Let them see how people sworn to protect and serve the people, mostly protect and serve themselves. They wear body armor to protect themselves from the people, but the people are prohibited to wear body armor to protect themselves from those who are sworn to protect them. I say, aliens, oh intergalactic Klingon, Jabba the Hutt ETs, take me away like Calgon, aboard your mothership. I'll be good, I promise. I won't act like my fellow human beings. These other human beings will destroy you when you enter their airspace as unidentified flying objects, hostile. They will scramble fighter jets and launch missiles at you. If you land on their land, they will attack you with their armies. Why? Because just like they already do to their own species and other species of creature, they will destroy what they do not understand. They are afraid of what they do not understand. Human beings can't understand each other, so human beings practice fratricide, genocide, even herbicide. Human beings even kill and destroy the flora they do not understand, dislike. So you should know what will happen to you, your species, alien. So just flash by overhead at the speed of light or warp speed or hyperdrive. Don't stop. And beam me up like Scotty. Hook me up with one of those fine Avatar sisters with the blue dreadlocks and tattoos and let's go visit a friendlier planet. Oh, and beam up George Clinton, too.